Two patients here. First patient, Ariana, spelled A-R-I-A-N-A. Last name, Rodriguez. Date of birth, 12-13 of 12. Date of service, 12-10 of 22. This is a 9-year-old little girl. Mom brings her in due to having an acute onset sore throat. Started having symptoms yesterday. A few times had fevers as well. She feels as though it is getting worse through the night. She is here for evaluation today. There is no associated rash. There is no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. There is no cough. Her sole complaint today has to do with the sore throat. She also verbalized it's at times difficult to swallow on account of the pain, period, new paragraph. Normal voiding and bowel movements, normal bathroom habit, period, new paragraph. Some fatigue associated with that. She likes to just stay and be indoors and has a diminished play activity, period, new paragraph. Allergies, none. Blood pressure, 92 over 57. Pulse, 74. Respiration, 16. Temperature, 97.6. Oxygenation, 100% on room air. A special importance, there is no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. There are no body aches. Once again, sole complaint is the sore throat. Period, new paragraph, current medication, mom has given Tylenol, PRN with some improvement, medical history, eczema, surgical history, negative, social history, negative, for any secondhand smoke, lives with mom, dad, and sibling. Period, new paragraph, labs today include a strep test, which was negative. Period, new paragraph, on examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She interacts well with me today through the exam. H-E-E-N-T, eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light, ears. Some mild tympanic membrane erythema bilaterally, moderate amount of cerumen in each canal, oral pharyngeal area, profuse erythema, strawberry tongue present, enlarged tonsils, oral mucosa, moist neck, soft, no thyromegaly, tonsillar lymphadenopathy detected, heart, regular rate, rhythm, positive S1, positive S2, lungs are cleared to auscultation. Remainder of exam is unremarkable. Period, new paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute tonsillitis. Patient will be given amoxicillin, 400 per 5 ml, BID, 10 days, 5 ml. Quantity of 100 ml will be given. She is to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, monitor symptoms, and mom will either return to clinic with her or call if not improving. Period, new paragraph. Next patient, Genesis Rodriguez. Date of birth, 12-6 of 21. Date of service, 12-10 of 22. This is a 1-year-old little girl. Mom brings her in due to having bilateral eyes matted shut this morning on the eyelashes. There is a mild discolored discharge at the inner canthus at each eye, and the conjunctiva of each eye shows increasing erythema. No other issues. A baby is eating well, plays well. However, this little one has been rubbing the eyes quite a bit over the last day. It started yesterday, period, new paragraph. Eating well, no problems with urination or bowel movements, no inconsolable crying, period, new paragraph. Allergies, none. Current medication, polyhist, PRN, medical history, eczema, surgical history, negative. Social history, lives with mom, dad, and sibling, period, new paragraph, on examination, patient is awake, alert, interacts well, typically, and she predictably is starting to cry when I approach her. She clings toward mom, which is totally acceptable. Mom easily consoles her. Examination of the eyes does indeed show acute bacterial conjunctivitis. Examination of the ears within normal limits, oral pharyngeal area within normal limits, heart, positive S1, positive S2, there is no murmur detected. Lungs are clear to auscultation, period, new paragraph, remainder of exam is unremarkable. Mom has assisted me with the exam. She has held this little one throughout the exam in order to keep her calm. Period, new paragraph, assessment and plan, acute bacterial conjunctivitis. Patient will be given tobramycin ophthalmic, one drop to each eye, Q4 hours for the next 2 days, quantity of one bottle, period, no paragraph. Mom will help keep an eye on the symptoms and either call or return to clinic if not improving. I've also encouraged good hand-washing technique throughout the day for this little one, and try to keep the little one from rubbing her eyes.